Well, good morning and welcome to our worship service. We're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today, and we especially greet our visitors. Grateful that you have chosen to be here. We're going to look at a couple of announcements as we enter into our time together. Take note of a couple of things. One, this past Wednesday we had our annual meeting and we brought in a host of new church members, Cassidy Watson, Lauren Hahn, Joey Van Holstein, Mitch and Michaela Van Zee, and so we welcome them. Yeah. We are grateful for them moving from attending to members, and so during fellowship time, if you want to greet them, or during our greeting time as well, welcome them into the church membership. Also, because of Wednesday, we have annual reports that are out on the table in the foyer. If you would like to take one, and that you don't have to be a member to take one, just to see as we reflect upon last year and the ministry God entrusted to us. Coming up on November 3rd, on Friday at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a couple shower for Chris Haas and Maria Thompson as they plan on their wedding in November. And so take note of the contact information where they're registered, as well as RSVPing to Deb Nye. On the 5th of November, we're going to have a baptism, and we have several candidates. And so if you would like to be baptized, please see me. Today would be great as we plan on November 5th. And it will be a very meaningful and exciting part of our service on the first Sunday of November. And then as we get closer and closer to November, take note of the Thanksgiving service, both at the community on the 19th, but also our own Thanksgiving Eve service here. And then December 17th, the Christmas program, and I know Lori and the crew that are working with the children would like consistent attendance between now and Christmas, just so that everyone knows lines, songs, things like that. But that is just the plan accordingly for that Sunday for the Christmas program. There are other announcements that look for farther ahead. Are there any announcements that I'm not aware of? All right. We are going to look at Psalm 95, verses 1 to 5, as we enter into worship together. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, for his hands formed the dry land.
Did you notice how Pastor Jim skipped right over the part in the bulletin where it says Pastor Appreciation Month? It's because he's humble and doesn't want to blow his own horn. So that's my job. So you have one more week of October, Pastor Appreciation Month. So do what you may to show your appreciation for all three of our pastors. Meantime, let's stand together and sing number 59. I sing the mighty power of God. And I don't know if you guys noticed last week, but it was my first Sunday up here with new hearing aids. It was weird, okay? Let's hope it's better today. I sing the mighty power of God. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule my day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He
formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below that makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. Well, all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care. And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
Thanks for singing. Take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him this morning.
Good morning again. This is our time that we can share praises and prayer requests with one another. Just a couple updates I have. One, there you saw maybe the email that went out yesterday evening. Sherry I.E. Van Zee, her brother-in-law passed away yesterday. His name was Bruce. So pray for their family. And then continue to pray for Tammy Hoffman and her recovery from her knee replacement surgery. Pastor Jim said she is doing much better with the nausea, so that's good, but continue to pray for her recovery. Do we have any other praises or prayer requests this morning?
All of the Fremont grandchildren are
healthy,
suffering flu-like symptoms.
Not healthy, okay. Okay.
It's going to be quiet every
day. I wouldn't guarantee that, but all the Freemark grandchildren are sick, so we will be praying for them in June.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, Diane, her knee surgery went really well, and she is recovering very nicely. So.
Okay, good. So
she can actually use that knee a little bit now, and spend for the first time in a long time, so she's happy.
Okay, good. So June's sister-in-law, Diane Sanger, she's about, I don't know, five or six down on the list there at the bottom. She's doing very well after her knee surgery, and she's happy and able to do some things she hasn't been able to do. So that's praise. Any others this morning? Dale? Was Thursday or is Thursday?
This coming Thursday.
Remind me his name. Okay. Okay. So a praise and a prayer request, I guess a praise. As Ruth said, he's with Jesus. Ruth's brother-in-law did pass away. His funeral is this coming Thursday, so pray for that family. Any others this morning?
We have a 92-year-old pheasant hunting guest that's a patriarch of the group that's been coming for 25 years. He yesterday tested positive for COVID and is isolated in his camper. And that's scary having COVID at 92.
Yeah.
1,000 miles from home.
What's his name?
Hugh.
Okay. So Hugh, who is a pheasant hunter, friend of the Free Marks, 92 years old, and tested positive for COVID. So pray for Hugh and that his symptoms will be minimal and he will recover quickly. Anything else? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to come to you in prayer. We thank you that we know that you hear our requests and that you are concerned about the things that we're concerned about. We thank you that you are in control. We do thank you for the praise this morning that that Ruth, her brother-in-law, is with you. And we thank you that his family knows that he's with you and that he is fully healed physically and that he is happy and healthy and that they will see him again. And we pray for their family as they prepare for the funeral service this coming week. We pray as well for Sherry and her family and for the passing away of her brother-in-law. We pray for comfort and encouragement for them and also just guidance in the planning and preparations for that service. We thank you for the good news about June's sister-in-law, Diane. Thank you that her knee is doing so well and that she's able to do some things that she hasn't been able to do for a long time. And we just thank you for the ability that you've given to physicians to perform these surgeries. And we pray that you'd continue to be with Tammy and her recovery from her knee replacement too. We pray that her recovery would continue to go well. We thank you that she is not dealing with the nausea that she had a week ago and pray that she would just continue to have a good recovery. We do pray as well for all the Free Marks grandchildren and for the symptoms that they're experiencing and the sickness that they have. And we pray for them, for their parents, and we just pray that they would heal quickly and not be too miserable in the interim. And we pray for their friend Hugh, and with this diagnosis of COVID and at the age of 92, we know that that can be a scary thing, and so we pray especially that he will have minimal symptoms and his recovery will be without any major complication, and just pray that you would strengthen and encourage him during this time also. We do pray for safety for all the hunters. We are into hunting season and lots of people out and about and lots of shots being fired. So we just pray that everyone will be careful out in the fields and driving on the roads. And we just ask for protection and a good hunting season. We pray for our country. And we know that there are a lot of things in our country that need prayer. And we pray specifically for the situation in Washington right now and the deal in Congress they're still trying to figure out. And we just pray for guidance for them and wisdom for our elected officials and decisions that they make. We pray for our men and women in the military as well. We pray especially for those that are stationed overseas and particularly those that are in the Middle East with the unrest that's in that area. We pray that you would protect them, the heightened alert that they're on. And we just pray for a resolution to the fighting going on in Israel. And we pray that that would end soon and without a lot of additional casualties. And we continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine also and for the fighting there. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be part of ministries around the world, and we're mindful this month in particular of the ministry that the persons are involved in. And we thank you for the good report that we've received from them, and particularly the way that the camp facilities have been able to be rebuilt, and for the opportunities they have through that camp to share the gospel with so many people. We pray that you continue to give them good health, and provide for their needs, and encourage them in their work. And for the ministries of our church, we thank you for each one that is involved in different ways with teaching Sunday school and Club Rock and youth group. And we're mindful that Pastor Abe and Diana are away this weekend. We pray that they have safety in their travels and a good time there with family. Thank you for those that are stepping in to fill in and teaching the Sunday school class and the youth group today for them. And we do just pray especially for all the children that are part of Club Rock, and we thank you for each one that comes and for the opportunity to, that is to share with them the gospel, for them to hear the truth of your word. And we pray that they would delight in learning more about you. And we pray for those that maybe don't know you as their Savior, that they would come to know the truth of your word and accept the gift of salvation, and that maybe through them there may also be families that are reached as well. Thank you for your provision for our needs and for the needs of our church. We ask you to bless the offering that we're about to receive and pray that we would steward it wisely and use it for the purposes of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Janelle. One thing I know that we have amongst our, we'll call you attendees, because no, we're not all, not everyone's members, but one thing I know that we have here is musical talent. And we'd love to hear from those of you that have that and are able to share it with us. I know we have several that are involved, but we have several that are maybe a little shy, but we'll work on you. But no, we love to hear from you guys that have talents, whether it's musical or sometimes it's words that you can share, or testimonies, that things that God does for you or through you. We like to hear that as well. But we invite you to stand and worship with us here a little this morning.
Christ.
One thing that we do know is that when we are in Christ, we will stand faultless before Him when that day comes. Some of you may remember this hymn. It was introduced, we introduced it here a short while back. Thought we'd try to keep it kind of fresh.
Hold fast.
this is my mistake. Were we on that last chorus?
Yeah.
Or
yes.
No?
Yeah.
Sorry, Christ ashore. All right. Christ ashore of my salvation, ever faithful, ever true. We will hold fast to the anchor which shall never be removed. I think we'll move on. We'll practice on that one a little bit more for another time.
So the call to worship this morning covers this. The Lord called us to make a joyful noise. It doesn't have to be perfect.
And it's not.
We'll keep that one a little bit fresher in our queue, I think, for a while. This one may be new to you as well. But it's also quite a pretty tune.
Nothing that limits you. So wherever we are at, not just in this building, can we come and worship before you. Father, we thank you for the time that we can come apart from this world and the cares and concerns and throw them at your feet, knowing that you're working on them so that we may be able to focus on you. May you use your word to draw us closer to become conformed to the image of Christ. In Jesus' name,